Champagne is the traditional New Year's Eve toasting drink. In the United States, nearly half of the annual sales of champagne are made in the weeks from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day. Northern California vintners say this year's sparkling wine sales say a lot about the economy and about post-September 11th America. Reese Ehrlich reports.
The tasting room at the Corbel Winery in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, is filled with customers and bubbly salespeople.
Hello! Welcome to Corbel. This is our Chardonnay Champagne, 100% Chardonnay. It's our wine lover champagne.
Corbel is the third largest sparkling wine producer in the U.S. Company President Gary Heck says the events of September 11th seriously disrupted sales and production during his busiest season.
The week after 9/11, there was not a truck that left out of here. Orders stopped. Corks coming in from overseas were held up at the docks. Equipment coming in, everything stopped for at least a week and a half.
Industry figures indicate that the September 11th events and recession caused California's third quarter sparkling wine sales to drop by 8% compared to last year. The numbers aren't in for the final quarter, but vintners around the state say sales are picking up. They report that while wholesale shipments remain low, retail sales are making up the difference. John Thornton is co-owner of the Thornton Winery in Temecula, north of San Diego.
Wholesale sales to restaurants, hotels, and the like have been hurt a lot, and I think that is largely due to the September 11th, the reduction in travel. On the other hand, we have about 125 to 150,000 people a year coming to the winery. The sales haven't fallen to any consequential amount or measurable amount at the winery.
Corbel's Gary Heck believes those effervescent retail sales indicate Americans celebrated New Year's differently this December 31st.
We did a survey in October of 1,000 people and asked them what they're going to do for the holidays. 74% of them out of 1,000, that's 740 people, said they're staying home and celebrating with family and friends. It does not appear that people are going to be partying real hard unless they do it at home.
It was delicate, it was soft, it was berry-like, it reminded me of rose petals.
At the Schramsberg Winery in Napa County, owner Jamie Davies, who is participating in a blind tasting of $25 to $55 bottles of champagne, says both September 11th and the recession have cut sales. Davies says people stop buying expensive sparkling wines during bad economic times, and therefore, she claims, sales of premium bubbly are a good predictor of recession.
In February of this year, we began to see change in terms of signals of a recession on the way. And for us, we are accustomed to being the first to know. Champagne sparkling wine is considered to be somewhat of a luxury. So that when people are losing their jobs and times are going south, why, they may give up the celebratory products such as sparkling wines.
Sparkling wine sales may or may not predict recession and recovery, but California vintners say they'll be satisfied if the anticipated increase in retail sales means their overall receipts for 2001 at least match those of last year. For National Public Radio, I'm Reese Ehrlich in Napa Valley, California.